T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, so let's talk about this New York Times article that really does a good job of shouting out a dear friend of the radio station. It's soon to be a dearer friend of ours, John, as we will be hanging out with Jay Riddle of the faction supporter group on Sunday before we go into the bins and a rock and roll with everybody. Is this going to be like the fully open Mercedes-Benz or for 70-plus thousand, or is this going to be the 40-plus thousand?
40-plus.
All right, so they're not going to open up the whole thing. I don't know why they don't do that more often.
Here's what I think they're doing. Part of it is you keep the demand high. You keep 40, 45,000 in there, guess what? You're getting 40, 45,000. And I'm not saying they can't sell it out every time. But if you get to the 70,000, there are people that are going to go, all right, it doesn't feel as special when they open it up.
I mean, it's interesting you say that, because if I'm a businessman, I don't care about that. Like, if I could sell 20,000 more tickets to a match or an event or whatever, I would. And so, obviously, I'm not a businessman. I say that all the time. The great Arthur Blank and on down in his wonderful organization, they are brilliant business people. So, to your point, they figured it out, and it is probably a drive-up demand thing. But as a non-businessman looking in, it appears a bit odd to me.
So here's where we're getting this. The New York Times put an article out yesterday, right after we went off the air, and I had a chance to read it. Jay Riddle is the cover photo, and we've got a chance to meet Jay, all his group from the faction, really cool people. And the article is titled this: A New Atlanta United by Soccer. That's the headline. A New Atlanta United by Soccer. And the article breaks down Jay, a transplant to this city, much like Rick is, much like I am, much like Paul is. Mark is a native Atlantan, which is kind of what you're going to come across every time you talk to somebody that lives in Atlanta. I'd say probably half the people here aren't from here, but they have found homes and they don't want to leave. I've been here 20 years. I love Atlanta. Still have South Florida roots, but every year I say I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here in Atlanta and I'm entrenched and I love it and this is my city. And, you know, when I go places, yeah, I'm from South Florida, but I live in Atlanta. I think a lot of people feel this. When you read this article, and this is what we want to get into with folks at 404-741-0929, a couple of things. Do you feel the city has been united by Atlanta United? And I'm going to say this, Rick. I went to my first match, what, about three and a half weeks ago when they played Montreal. Maybe 3 weeks ago. I said, leaving Mercedes-Benz Stadium that day, I said, this is a team that Atlanta has collectively been able to rally around and call their own. The article goes on to break down some stuff that I think we've talked about a lot on this program. When you move here, unless you're a very small child, you move here in your teens or your 20s, you've already picked up who your NFL team is. You've typically picked up your NBA team. You've typically got a baseball team, and you have a college football team based on where you go or who you grew up cheering for. And you don't always waver from them. Now, you may go, all right, I've been in Atlanta 15, 20 years. Yeah, I'm going to cheer for the Falcons. And we both watch the Falcons, from kickoff to the end of the game, every single game. More than you watch the Vikings, more than I watch the Dolphins. Hell, I haven't seen a full Dolphin game, and I can't tell you how long. A, I don't have a time to. B, they're not on my radar right now. I'm still fans of other teams. You're still fans of other teams. But because there wasn't an MLS franchise here, and soccer, you know, is relatively new to a lot of people, we all have rallied around the greatness that is Atlanta United. So for that, I found that particular portion of the article pretty accurate.
Do the Braves bring the city together?
To a point?
Not really.
They did when they were winning in the 90s and early 2000s.
My point is, was Atlanta happy about the move to Cobb County?
No.
A lot of people in their feelings about that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so the point I'm going to make here is that Atlanta United has done as good, if not better, a job bringing the city together as a melting pot, all for one cause, than any other sport that we have, to the point of this article. Now, when the Falcons were on the Super Bowl run, it brought everybody together, okay? It did galvanize the city.
it brought all the people that cheered for the Falcons. There still were a lot of haters in the city going, just wait till the team chokes it away.
But you're saying those haters don't exist for Atlanta United?
I don't think so.
I think they do. Other than people, haters are going to hate, dude.
Other than people that just don't like soccer. I don't know that there's a lot of people that are going, oh, I can't wait to see Atlanta United lose. I think there's people that want to see them lose because they don't like the soccer fan base themselves.
Well, then to my point, maybe the brotherhood wasn't as tight as I thought it was during that Super Bowl run, if what you just said is true. It makes my point even stronger. Mm-hmm. If that was the case and the Falcons were on an exhilarating, unbelievable, once-in-a-lifetime Super Bowl run where we actually thought we were going to do it as opposed to 98 when you kind of crept in the back door right. And then got stomped, I didn't think Atlanta was winning that Super Bowl against Denver. And I wasn't here at the time, but I didn't think they were winning that game. Most people didn't. But when they went on the run to the Patriots, there was legitimate hope and trust and faith that they were going to get the job done. And they did, and then they didn't. So if that run didn't fully bring everybody on the same page together for the Atlanta Falcons, A, nothing will.
Right.
And B, then Atlanta United has usurped that. It moved above them in terms of uniting this city. The Thrashers didn't unite this city.
They're all in
Canada right now. The Dogs, they kind of sort of galvanized the city, but kind of sort of not. Because you got a bunch of Auburns and Bamas and Tennessees and Floridas and Florida States living here. So to this article's point, I wanted to hate on it, John. I read it, and I wanted to debunk it and all this kind of stuff. I think that they're onto something. I really think that this team, I don't think it's about soccer, John.
Right.
I think it's about this team.
Sure.
Okay, we love that. We have the Warriors of MLS. Mm-hmm. We have the funnest, most swashbuckling team in MLS, and I think they are doing a better job of bringing everybody together than any of the other teams.
And here's what's interesting, and this is not just a soccer conversation. This is a city conversation. Mm-hmm. This is an Atlanta conversation. We're going to break down some of the other stuff that's in there. What I find interesting, and we'll get texts on our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line that go one of two ways. It'll either say, you guys don't talk enough about Atlanta United. It's the hottest thing going, and we should spend time on this. Then you get people that go, wait a second, I don't care. And we've chronicled like the pecking order of where they stand. They're still below the Falcons, which is why we'll spend 75% of our show talking about the Falcons. Whether it's May or September, the Falcons dominate. Georgia is number two. Whether you're a fan of Auburn, Alabama, or something else, I'm sorry, in this state, Georgia is the number two property. Then you could argue whether it's, and I would probably put the Braves number three, the Hawks number four, because the NBA has a legacy. Then you could go, all right, MLS comes behind that. And truthfully, if Atlanta United wasn't as good as they are today, or as good as they were from day one, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
John, I roughly agree with the stacking that you just did, but a lot of people listening to our show right now don't. You know what I'm saying?
They probably don't.
And so the Atlanta United people you were talking about are like, the Hawks, give me a break, right? The Hawks were 24-58. We're going to win the cup. So that's not how I feel. That's not how you feel. But I want to acknowledge the people in their cars and listening on iTunes that are like shaking their heads because I'm feeling that right now. We have debated here on this show how much Atlanta United to talk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have conversations all the time. Ladies and gentlemen, we have basically all completely localized the show because this city is so hot with sports, and
right.
We know that's what you want to talk about, all right? And so then how much Braves do we talk about? How much Atlanta United do we talk about? How much Falcons do we talk about? And it is a delicate balance that we debate and try to nail every day for you. And we do – I feel like we talk – an appropriate amount of Atlanta United. I don't know about you. I get geeked up every time the we spin the bottle and it turns to soccer and we get to talk about our squad. Can't wait for Sunday's match either.
So I'll read a couple of messages that come in just to give you guys an idea of what we hear. So I hear this. No, Atlanta United hasn't done a thing for me. I change the station when y'all go to Atlanta United or basketball. It's just not worth it. Okay, well, that's the each his own.
There's that guy or girl.
So that guy wants to hear football
24/7.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Trust me, I could talk football from now until eternity.
To be honest with you, John, we cater more to that voice than any other voice.
Absolutely. Here's another one. I like the game, but I prefer the international product. And we hear that. Hey, this is minor league soccer. Here's another one. United has become a great opportunity to become a transition for your entertainment dollar. So something you wouldn't normally be doing this time of the year, you'll go in and you'll go listen to it.
Like you and me.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
Okay, 2 years ago, what would we have been doing on Sunday?
Well, I'd be watching the Warriors and Rockets.
Right, or hanging out at home with our families.
Exactly.
Now, John and his wife, me and my wife, mm-hmm. are going together to the Atlanta United game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.